Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph that Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Upachem. Everything, anything that happens to a person, any einish, any davara, is all Bidei Shemayim, as comes min Hashemayim, except for Tzinim Upachem. Tzinim Upachem is some type of disease that comes from heat or the cold. It can be a fever, it can be a cold. All these things are Bidei Adam. Shenamer Tzinim Upachem Adech Ike Shom Anafshe Yechuk Mehem. So Tzinim Upachem is a specific type of tzara that comes Bidei Adam. A person brings it upon himself, and it's not directly min ha-shamayim. And the question is, why? What's unique about tzinim u'pachem that it comes b'dei adam and not b'dei shamayim? And also, what's the here in this pasuk, tzinim u'pachem b'derech ikeh shemer nafshe yirchuk mehem, one who shemer his nefesh v'yirchuk mehem? Why is it shemer nafshe yirchuk mehem? It should be shemer gufa yirchuk mehem. It's a question of the guf becoming sick. Why is the pasuk focusing on the nefesh, not on the guf? And in the Teresh Shmuel over here, brings down a gevaldik beer from Eli Lapian, that he was mazal like this. He said the really tzinim upachem is different than regular machlis. Normally, when there's some type of machlis that comes on the adam, so it's a terrible tzar for the guf. Physically, he suffers very much. It's very difficult, and the issue is the physical pain that comes through the machlis. But tzinim upachem, a person gets a cold. He says, but derech klal, the sevel of the guf, the tzar of the guf, is not that terrible. Oftentimes, it's bearable. It's not that bad. It's not terrible. The guf doesn't suffer so much. The person is able to rest and get the rest that he needs to try to make himself better. But it's not the most terrible tzar for the guf. What really suffers from a machlok, tzinim upachem, a person has a cold, it's really his ruchnius, his nefesh, because he can't be mechaven and tefillah korai. He can't learn korai. He's when he feels shvach, he's not able to be eved Hashem the way he normally does. So it's really the ruchnius that suffers, as opposed to the gashmis, which does not suffer so much. And he says, for that reason, that's why the pasuk says, "Tzinim upachem aderech ikesh shemer nafshe yechuk mehem." One who cares about his nefesh, he should do his shtadlus not to come lidei tzinim upachem, because at the end of the day, what's going to suffer the most is the nefesh and not the guf. And that's the reason why Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Upachem. Every other machla is something which is an einish min hashamayim, or it's a siva min hashamayim. It's some reason min hashamayim, there are guys that should come on a person, that he should have this tzar. But tzinim upachem, being that the tzar for the guf is very minimal, it's really a tzar for the nefesh, that's not something that they would bring on min hashamayim. That because min hashamayim, they're not going to bring a machal that the ikur hezek is to be mevatel from ruchnius, but that's something that an adam can bring upon himself. And if a person's not careful, and if he's not nizar, if he's not shemen afshay, then he can end up having tzinim upachem, which could take away from his ruchnius. And for that reason, a person should do the shtadlus to avoid tzinim upachem if he's shemer nafsheh, if he cares about his nefesh, because ultimately that is what suffers the most from the tzinim upachem.